This call is being recorded.
All right. So, hello, everybody. Good evening. Thank you for being on the call this evening. I have an exciting agenda. I love these agendas I put together. They're so much fun. So, this is the agenda for this evening. I have a couple of announcements I want to share. And then I'm going to bring on Janine from Winnipeg to read her health statement. She just started Taffy. And she will inspire all of us with her incredible health statement. And then our guest speaker for this evening is Terry. She's from Peachland. So I'll bring her on. And finally, at the end, I will come on. I have some information to share with you in regards to root canals. And I will be briefly discussing the five pillars, which is injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. And at the end, we'll have a Q&A session. All right, so I want to start off with announcements. So if you happen to be in the Kelowna area, or if you know someone who is in Kelowna, please invite them to the March 23rd event at the Kelowna Golf and Country Club. This is our breakfast meeting on a Saturday morning at 9:30 in the morning. And we have a full agenda. We have a guest speaker. Her name is Linda. She's completed Taffy. We will have other people that will be sharing their success stories, and I will be talking about herbs. The topic I've chosen is, what are herbs good for anyway? So that's March 23rd, Saturday, 9:30 in the morning. And the fee for this is $20, which includes a beautiful paleo-type breakfast. Next announcement is, I've recently launched Taffy Team 48, and therefore registrations for Taffy Team 49 are now open. And I am here to say, if you have a health issue, even if you don't have a health issue, but you want to know what health is all about, Taffy is for you. It will give you all the answers. It will take out the confusion. It will empower you. And I recommend that you take Taffy, that you register for Taffy. I'm just here to say I've done this work for over 35 years, and I'm here to say you won't figure it out unless you really do Taffy. And now I want to bring on Janine. Janine is from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and it was Lynn that invited her to do Taffy. So thank you for that, Lynn. And Janine recently started Taffy Team 48. And one of the things we do in Taffy is we write a health, well, first of all, we do a health vision board. The health vision board is where we do cut and paste. We put all of our organs that we're working on repairing. We put those organs on a, and this, I'm sorry, pictures of organs, not the real organs. Okay, pictures of the organs on our health vision board. And from there, we create a health statement. This is critical for Taffy. If you don't create your own health statement, know that someone else is creating it for you. All you have to do is watch the media, watch television, and you'll know how heavily the prescription drugs, over-the-counter drugs are being advertised. If you don't create your own health statement, your own health vision board, somebody else is creating it for you. So with this, I'm going to call upon Janine to share her health statement. Go ahead, please, Janine.
Okay. I choose to live in divine health. I eat healthy food with healthy amounts. My brain and my mind dictate that my body function as a well-oiled machine that can heal itself. I am vibrant, young, thinking, peaceful, and happy. I have a strong, powerful mind. My circulation moves in its best possible way with all my arteries strong, clear, and free of debris. My heart pumps the way it was created to, strong and at a good rhythm. My digestive system moves all of my food in the areas it's supposed to clear through my system in appropriate ways. My nerves are calm and restored to the way of a healthy body. My liver filters all that it's supposed to, and it's clean to work at its maximum. My glandular organs are working and strong to create a health and wellness in me so that I can live a balanced life. My vision is to run on the beaches with my grandchildren, a healthy, fit grandmother.
Isn't that awesome? Give her a cheer. Woohoo, Janet, yay! You know, in Taffy, we cheer. And there's something about cheering that raises the serotonin levels of our brain and creates energy in our body. So in Taffy, we cheer. I love it. Thank you for sharing that, Janet.
Okay.
I now want to turn the time over to another Taffy grad. Her name is Terry, and she resides in Peachland. She's had her own health issues in the past, and then she decided to solve her own health problems. And so she used out-of-the-box methods of solving her own health issues. And she got such great results that she does, and she's a passionate person, and she's decided to share this with others who have health issues. So she's going to share her success story, and success stories of others that she has worked with. Terry, are you there?
I am.
There she is. So Terry, could you please, I'm going to turn the time over to you, Terry. Go ahead, please.
Hi, everyone. I guess I'll start with my latest health issue. And July 2018, they found several fibroids in my uterus. And the largest one was 2.6, and there was multiple smaller ones. And the endometrial complex, that's the lining, was 0.6 centimeters. At that time, they were thinking about maybe removing them or doing something to the uterus. And I said, no, I'm going to wait and I'm going to put myself on a program. And that's what I did. So shortly after that, I put a program together for myself using the ABCDE that I learned in Taffy. January 20, 2019, I had another ultrasound, and the findings were one fibroid at 2 centimeters, and the others have disappeared. The endometrial complex is normal at 4 millimeters. Those were the results. So the program I put myself on was extensive, and it was extensive. It would involve many different products. I started with Paul Diarco, berberine, ET, chlorophyll, protein aids and enzymes, Flaxhull lignans, caspican, and I would do MC 10 a day, psyllium hulls every other day, omega-3, primrose, collagen plus, noni, KBC, vitamin D3, skeletal strength, magnesium, rosehip, cat's claw, fiber boost, Chinese mineral chai. And the thing here is I would put some of these in my shake because there were so many to take. But I was having problems with my skeletal system as well. It was literally falling apart. I didn't really realize it. I had multiple problems, I believe, because I was losing weight. And I figured out that I most likely, I was having difficulty with digestion, that I had SIBO. So, but I also needed to increase the KBC for my skeletal system. And I also took skeletal strength, magnesium, rosehip, cat's claw, fiber boost. I needed all of this. And I have reduced the amount on some of these things, but increased them on others until the next ultrasound, which will probably be in 3 months from now. And I had to remove myself from the gym because I used to always go. I would overdo it. And I think I had to realize that I still wasn't strong enough. I wanted to go, but I had to just shut down the desire and get super serious and super strict with myself. So that's what I did. I got tired of regressing with the skeletal system. I had a serious MVA years ago, and it's still is a issue, but lately, I just said to my husband, I can cancel my appointment tomorrow. Something's changed, and I believe it had to do because I upped my NONI and my KBC. So, which the texture of my skin too was changing, and I couldn't understand it. Why? But I learned through readings through about the uterus is responsible also for metabolizing our fats. And I believe I read this in one of Dr. Stephen Horn's books, which Nature Sunshine also had somewhere. I started off with one binder. Now I've got about five. So I used my body temperature also to guide me. I started off in July at 34, and I'm still hovering around 35.6, and it fluctuates. So I do use that as a guide, even throughout the day, sometimes if I'm feeling fatigued or something. But the thing is, I had to realize to rest a lot too, because I still wasn't strong enough. So that's for myself, and I'm still on my plan, but it's always changing. So my next success story is a friend who kept looking at me. This was last year. She goes, how come? Okay, this is interesting, because she thought I looked good, but I wasn't feeling that great. But I didn't know, like I said, at that time what the issues were, but I was still doing my shake. She had many health issues. When you looked at her, she appeared swollen all the time and had too much weight on her. We did her BSQ, and then we started to follow the ABCs and D and E's, and we put her on a plan. She used many of Nature Sunshine's products and Smart Meal, Collatrim, Essential Minerals, Local, Flax Health, Lignans, Chlorophyll, Solstic Energy, NONI, Probiotic 11, MC, Digestive Enzymes, Kelp, KCX, Potas, Cat's Claw, Super Oil, LBS2. And one of the things about Gwen is that she was on Synthroid. And even with her Synthroid medication, she still needed iodine. And we discovered this when she had muscle testing at one of the events that Donna had held at the Golf and Country Club. So to this day, Gwen is doing her own exercise program, breathing with the ionic breathing, and doing her own ordering, and is healthy and vibrant and beautiful and not swollen and happy. And she can't say enough about Nature Sunshine's products. She's been transformed, and she continues to do her daily maintenance with a shake. So those are my two success stories. I have a couple others, but I wasn't given permission. Sorry to say, one of them is my husband, but he says I don't have permission because he's a man and won't let me talk about it. But I have many success stories anyways. So I just decided that I used to work in the health field, and I've seen an awful lot in the system. And I've seen that sometimes all it takes is one kind gesture, and people matter to me, and I care about helping people. So
Terry, what made you move into this direction to help people? What was the deciding factor?
Well, I had my own success story in 2014 when I took the course, and I just there was something inside of me that could never let go. I would work on myself, but I do recall when I took the course in 2014, I had a really difficult time reading due to the accident, and it still plagued me. But I realized at that time when I went through the TAFE program, at the end of it, that it was better. And something just kept drawing me to the events. It was so strong. I've never had such a strong connection. It's the kindness, and it's the people really do care from Nature Sunshine. And the products were like nothing I had ever experienced. I got results. I just couldn't let go.
Awesome.
I had a lot of negativity saying, oh, it's all fluff and blah, blah, blah. But that made me dig in even more because it worked. It changed my life.
Awesome. It changed my life. And we're about changing other people's lives. And I know, Terry, you had, when I talked to you, you had a strong message for everyone. Can you share that?
I have so many messages. follow the laws of nature.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember. Just continue going forward with your health. Learn.
Yeah, because it's not going to come from the medical industry. We need to know this. They treat diseases. They treat sicknesses.
My family doctor told me in January, he said, you know more than I do. Keep doing what you're doing, because he has no answers. They are sending me, I've seen a hematologist about 2 days ago. He can't figure out what the problem is. I saw a urologist. My bladder was beautiful, he said. He can't figure out what the problem is. Nobody can figure out what the issues are. And I believe it just comes down to those, well, once again, a weak skeletal system and the multiple fibroids that they found.
And what we learn in TAFE is very significant to everybody's health. We start to realize, no matter what name of a disease you are given, it all comes down to four root causes. Nutritional deficiencies, number one. Number two, toxic overload, which causes inflammation. Number three, mental emotional stress. And number four, physical trauma. That's when you go to a doctor, is when you're under physical trauma. The other three, you can look after all on your own if you understand how to do this. And this is where TAFE comes in. I thank you for your time, Terry. Terry is very instrumental. She's very passionate in going out there and helping others, because I know she understands. And you notice how she said she had a skeptical mind. She said, I thought this was all fluff. But when I took it on, she said, when I took it on, it transformed my life. We are about transforming the health of nations. And I thank each and every one of you who attend these calls and help one more person. So with that, I have some other success stories that I want to share with you really quickly. First of all, I'm going to start off with some really good quotes. Greg Braden said this: all organs are designed to repair and heal themselves. Every man and woman is an architect of his or her own healing. Statistics are impersonal. If you feel prey to the prognosis, make some choices and overcome the limited thinking. In other words, create your own vision, just like Janin did. And Michael Beckwith said, realize When you give your power away, you become victim to the condition, to the diagnosis, and to the authority. In Taffy, you become your own authority. You are empowered. I want to share some success stories. So we had a lady with agony, and agony with a sore tooth and infection around the gums. This is very simple. This is what we do for infection. She took cat's claw combination, 4 capsules, 3 times a day, and 2 tablespoons of silver, which she held in her mouth for 6 minutes before swallowing it. The following day, all soreness and infection was gone. We don't use antibiotics. We don't need them. If you only start to trust nature, cat's claw comes from nature. It's a combination with uña de gato, which comes from Peru, and echinacea and astragalus. That's it. It's plants. It's got superior energy power, and we use it to clean out the infections. I want to share another success story with you. This is high white blood cell count. Val was given the results of her blood tests to show her that her white blood cell count was unusually high. She began a stringent program of no grains, no sugars, having smoothies with Collagen Plus, Flax Lignans, Mineral Chi Tonic, and Solstic Energy. She took 12 cat's claw a day and Silver Guard 2 ounces twice a day. And in 10 days, the blood test was repeated and the white blood cell count was down to normal. I also want to share Philip's story. And he was a guest speaker on the call, about 3-4 weeks ago, maybe about 4 weeks ago. And the topic I have chosen is cancer of the thyroid, brain fog, heart pain, headaches, joint pain, muscle pain. He had them all. Philip was afflicted with all of these things since 2010, and his diagnosis was cancer of the thyroid and pericarditis, which is infection around the heart. Philip had already been to various doctors, specialists, and even traveled to Mexico twice for stem cell treatments, but things were not getting better. Then to make things worse, in 2018, after an accident, he was given a tetanus shot. And I'm going to pause here so that you understand, if you are going to have something injected into your body, that before you do that, you ask to read the insert so you know the ingredients in a tetanus shot. Because once you read it, you wouldn't have it injected into your body. We need to get this very, very clear. But he had a tetanus shot. This is when Philip got really sick. He was so sick he could not go to work, and neither could he work on his farm. His sister, however, in her trying attempts to help her brother, found a book and decided to call Donna Roth. And I was just starting a new Taffy team at this point in November of 2018, and Philip joined the team. But with reluctance and skepticism, soon that took over. And Philip said this: I was overwhelmed, frustrated, confused, feeling sick, low energy with pain, pain, and more pain, and I wanted to quit. End of quote. This is when Philip and I had a conversation. So after our conversation, he quickly reversed his decision and he decided to stick with his Taffy program. Quote, Philip: pretty soon I started to enjoy the course and I stuck to it. After 2 months of doing Taffy, Philip was pleasantly surprised that his energy came back, the headaches were gone, the lump on his neck, his thyroid lump, was much smaller. The joint and muscle pain and the chest pain totally subsided. And the great news is that Philip is now back working in the bush. And Philip continues to follow a healthy lifestyle as instructed in Taffy. Then I want to move into one more area. And I'm going to start off with Dr. Freeman, a dentist, who said this, quote, "Nowhere in the body can we leave dead tissue. When the tooth dies and then it is root canaled, bacteria infest the thousands of tubules left behind. It is impossible to sterilize that tooth. The bacteria then flourishes in places that are cut off from the immune defenses." And what did I learn by watching a documentary called Root Cause? I just want to read you excerpts. A root canal causes severe panic attacks and chronic fatigue for one person for 10 years. 98% of the women diagnosed with breast cancer had a root canal. That's Dr. Rao. One 40-year-old suffered from back pain and chronic pain, had two surgeries that failed. He removed his implants and the pain was gone. The number one cause of heart attack is a root canal tooth. Bacteria causes cardiovascular disease. The body then creates cholesterol to seal off that infection to protect us. Each tooth lies on specific meridians: breast, pancreas, liver, gallbladder, heart, and so on. Every nerve ending is connected to every organ and gland in the body. Each tooth in your mouth is related to some organ or gland in your body. Root canals always look fine in x-rays, but when extracted, they are full of infection. The body needs nutrients to clear up the infection. What nutrients are missing in your body? Only those people interested in health need to remove their root canals. That's Dr. Owen. I'm going to repeat this. Only those people interested in health need to remove their root canals. It is also critical to clean out any cavitation you might have in the mouth. Many times the cavitation is next to the root canal. After the extraction of the root canal, the periodontal ligament must be cleaned out. Dr. Boyd Haley tested 3,000 root canals and all were infected. The infection was equal to botulism. That's Dr. Haley. Root canals block the energy from reaching the cells, and they inhibit 93% of the enzymes. Each year, 25 million root canals are done in America. And I'm saying, prior to having any procedure done, it is important to have proper nutrition, proteins, vitamins, and minerals. My recommendation before any procedure is to do MCs, that's the oral chelation tablet, work up to 6 twice a day. Mineral chi tonic, 3 ounces a day. Super oil, 4 a day. Cat's claw, 4 twice a day. Silver guard, 1 ounce twice a day. Silver gel, apply on the affected areas. This is before you have the root canal procedure. And if you plan to do this, I recommend highly that you call me so that you know exactly how to pursue this procedure. So that was the information I wanted to share with you in regards to root canals. I want to now move into briefly discussing the 5 pillars that must be addressed in order for you to regain health or to stay healthy, to prevent any kind of serious degenerative health conditions like cancer, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, heart disease, diabetes. Because my time is limited, I'm going to just say, where does injury come from? Injury can come from heavy metals that are found in all vaccination shots and that are found in mercury fillings in our teeth. Injuries can come from mammograms, from nutritional deficiencies, from all kinds of drugs that we're taking, from sunburns, radiation burns, mammograms. Mammograms. I'm going to repeat that one many times so that we never have one again. Okay. This is my way of getting the point across. Injuries can also be physical injury, like a fall. So I want to start off by explaining briefly so that you understand that cancer starts from an injury. How do I know that? I know that because in cancer, there is continuous cell replication. The reason for the cell replication is to repair the injury. So when there is an injury, the brain sends a message to the injured area called current of injury that initiates the process of cell replication. And it's the stem cells that are found in every organ and gland of the body that are responsible for cell replication. Those stem cells are your tiny little carpenters in your body. And every day we should express gratitude to those little guys for all the work that they do. They don't grumble. They don't complain. Oh, this is such hard work. They just get to work and replicate healthy cells for us. But we need to do our part. We need to give the stem cells the essential building blocks. We need to feed them so that they have all the minerals, the amino acids, the phytonutrients, the oxygen, the water, the salts. We make sure that they are receiving all those building blocks. And if you choose to be irresponsible and not provide the stem cells the essential nutrients, then you start to see how those stem cells can't construct healthy cells for you. And this is one thing we have to know. We can't get enough nutrients from grocery store bought foods. If that were true, if we could get enough nutrients from grocery store bought foods, we wouldn't have an epidemic of cancer or infections or heart disease or diabetes. We have to come to that realization. There's not enough nutrients in grocery store bought foods. This is where we resort to superfoods, and this is where Nature's Sunshine comes into play. I love the quality control of Nature Sunshine products. Their testing procedures and testing technology is next. It's the best in the world. So in order to feed our stem cells, we need to eat the right foods. That means we're eating red meats, chicken, fish, eggs. And if we're not doing that, we can use some protein powders from Nature Sunshine, such as pea protein, smart meal protein, whey protein. So there's a variety of proteins from Nature Sunshine. And you could put that in your smoothie along with Chinese mineral chi tonic, flax hull lignans. And flax lignans are instrumental in removing xenoestrogens from the bloodstream. Xenoestrogens feed cancer. Collatrim Plus, which is a collagen powder that heals leaky gut. Zambrosa, Solstic Energy, water, and some berries. And we don't need to do any type of juicing here. We just need to give the stem cells all the required nutrients. And this is where that smoothie comes into play. The next one is inflammation. Inflammation comes from two sources. And there's two sources that I want to kind of share with you. Number one is the injection of poisons into your bloodstream. And what is it that we're injecting into our bloodstream? One of the things that we put into our bloodstream unknowingly is flu shots, pneumonia shots, shingles shots, tetanus shots, flu shots. All of them have heavy metals, aluminum phosphate, and mercury, which can cross the blood-brain barrier and cause Alzheimer's disease, dementia, memory loss, and then it goes into the bloodstream. So that's number one. It causes inflammation. I'll explain inflammation in a minute. Number two, inflammation comes from leaky gut syndrome. And leaky gut is caused by lectins that are found in present-day grains and legumes. And they're found, and leaky gut starts from glyphosates. Glyphosates, which is used in Roundup, which is a pesticide or a herbicide that they use on all the grains and legumes in this present day. And leaky gut can come from candida yeast infection, which is fed by sugar, antibiotics, various drugs, starches, because candida grows a set of tendrils that poke holes in the gut and get into the bloodstream. Now just start picturing this. You have to start picturing this. So now you have in the bloodstream the heavy metals and all the viruses that you've put into the bloodstream from all those vaccination shots. And you have all these anti-nutrients called lectins. And you have glyphosates and you have candida. You have all this stuff in your bloodstream. That blocks the road pathways for the transport of blood and oxygen to all the various organs and glands in your body. The stem cells are looking for oxygen. The stem cells are looking for those nutrients. And you put those things in your bloodstream and block the pathway. The pathway is your bloodstream. It takes the oxygen and nutrients to all the injured areas. So with all this debris in the bloodstream, it makes the blood sticky and heavy. That puts an undue stress on the capillaries through which the blood flows. And then that stress, that weight, makes the little holes in the capillary dilate, and now all of this debris starts escaping and accumulating in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. Now, the bloodstream also has blood plasma proteins, whose job it is to carry those nutrients and water to all the various cells and tissues, and they then escape through these dilated holes. They attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now you have a swelling, which is an accumulation of lectins, heavy metals, vaccine residues, glyphosates, candida, and so on, and salt and water. That swelling can start an irritation process. And that irritation process is called inflammation. Now, the other thing I want to point out is the whole process of oxidation, meaning using oxygen and the various nutrients to repair the cells or to make healthy cells, that whole process of oxidation produces an metabolic waste. So that metabolic waste is also acidic. So now you have this accumulation of all of this debris in that injured area to the point that oxygen can no longer reach that injured area. So now we have chronic inflammation. And when the oxygen levels to that injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation by the stem cells for the purpose of healthy cell replication can no longer take place. If there is enough sugar in that around that injured area, then the whole process of oxidation flips into fermentation. Sugar feeds fermentation, and that fermentation process produces ammonia and acid. So you can just visualize all that goop in that injured area. No oxygen. When there's no oxygen, that's when fungus, parasites become active. And the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication, and it genetically defects the cell as it replicates, or it mutates the cells as it replicates. Cancer is not a genetic problem. So stop going to a doctor to find out if you have a BRCA gene that's going to give you breast cancer sometime in the future, because you can change your genes if you address the nutritional deficiency that you have, and if you clean out the blood and feed your stem cells. I want us to get this picture. The fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, and the end result is a replication of cancer cells. If the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. If the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spine cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. If the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. I think you got the picture, and we could go, okay, if the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of brain cells, there's brain tumors. So the solution to this whole inflammation process is to stop putting anything into your body that doesn't belong there. We have forgotten all about laws of nature. Laws of nature tell you, common sense tells you, that heavy metals do not belong in my bloodstream. Chemicals don't belong in my bloodstream. Vaccinations don't belong there. Glyphosates, lectins, they don't belong there. Antibiotics don't belong in my body. We have to stop putting anything that breaks the laws of nature, goes against the laws of nature, into our bloodstream. And number two, we have to clean it out. So how do we clean out this debris? There is a combination of herbs called cat's claw combination. And anybody that knows me knows how much I love it. If you take cat's claw, it moves the debris out through the lymphatic system. It stimulates lymphatic action. So there are lymph vessels that follow the blood vessels. And those lymph vessels have salt water in them. And that salt water is able to take out toxic debris from the bloodstream and from in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. As long as that lymphatic system is moving, the lymph fluids are moving, cat's claw helps to do that process. And then all of this debris, is some of it is neutralized by the lymphatic system, and some of it has to be dumped out through the elimination channels. And it is the lymphatic system that will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and return them back to the bloodstream at the subclavial veins next to our neck area. That's what cat's claw does to the lymphatic system. Every day I am grateful for cat's claw, and what a miraculous herbal combination that one is. Number two, we need to use protease plus enzymes, because undigested food particles are getting into our bloodstream, so because of the leaky gut syndrome. So we take protease plus enzymes on an empty stomach. It can get into the bloodstream and digest undigested protein particles, food particles in the blood. It's a designer type of enzyme. It's also been known to break down or digest the outer coating of a tumor or cancer cell, which is a protein coating. That's Protease Plus Enzyme. Take it on an empty stomach, 2 capsules twice a day. Then we use colostrum. Colostrum is the first milk that's produced after a baby calf is born or after a baby is born. Colostrum has been scientifically proven if it is not heated and if it's taken on an empty stomach to go into the bloodstream and clean out all those toxic lectins. Those lectins cannot be digested with an enzyme, but colostrum can bind it and move it out through the kidneys and through the bowels. So we take colostrum on an empty stomach as well. 2 capsules in the morning and 2 capsules in the evening. Then we need to make sure that our entire elimination system is working. That's your bowels. So the toxic debris is going to move out through the bowels. They have to move twice a day. And I love psyllium hulls, which is a high fiber taken with lots of water. And along with that, you take LBS2, a combination that of herbs that Nature Sunshine has to get the bowels to move. And then we have to look after our kidneys. This is where we drink water. And I also would add some Himalayan salt or some Celtic salt to the water. And chlorophyll. So take some chlorophyll, a tablespoon of chlorophyll, and do this 2-3 times a day. That helps to flush the kidneys out. And then you can do a 1-day kidney flush, where you take a glass of water with lemon juice, 2 capsules of K, 2 capsules of hydrangea, and then about an hour and a half later, you take a glass of water with a tablespoon of chlorophyll, take 2 capsules of K and 2 capsules of hydrangea, repeat and alternate all day long. This is a powerful kidney flush. Then we have to deal with the candida infection that's in our body, and we have to deal with the fungal infection. The fungal infection we call cancer. So now we start to see why I say, in my world, there's no such thing as cancer, because there's only a nutritional deficiency and a toxic overload. And of course, there's that mental stress. Because somebody out there has given you a vision that if you're diagnosed with cancer, you will surely die. We don't surely die here when we follow the laws of nature. And this is where we clear up the infection with Papa. Papa has been given 20 years of studies, studies by Dr. Jerry McLaughlin. And he said, Papa is 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. Why are we using toxic chemotherapy, which can cause secondary cancer, when we have access to Papa? And we can order Papa if we go to Sunshine Direct at natr.com. We can order 3 bottles of Papa per Nature Sunshine account per month. It's shipped to you from the warehouse in Nature Sunshine warehouse in Utah via mail to your address. Then we want to use the oral chelation program to really clean out the blood of heavy metal toxicity, because we've all been vaccinated. All of us. And it cleans out metabolic waste, and it cleans out sticky triglycerides, that sticky triglycerides that come from the sugar that we're eating. So people that have done this program, as Philip did, Elaine was on our call. She's doing that program. We've had numerous cancer success stories who have done this program. It's a program that follows the laws of nature. It addresses those four root causes. Well, three, actually, in cancer, okay, or diabetes or heart disease. We follow the same principles, the principles that abide the laws of nature. So with this, I would like to turn the recording off because now I open it up to questions and answers. So just give me a second.